Last week, brothers and sisters, the texts of the liturgy related to exclusion. They remembered us that nobody should be excluded and that the religions do not give any right on God or on Christ. They remembered us also that the hand, the foot, and the ear must serve us to share with each other, to welcome each other, and to enter into relationship with each other, whatever the other is. Today, the Gospel of Mark still speaks about exclusion, but this time in our human relations through the family, the couple, the children. And once again, Christ goes to the defense of the excluded. Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife? To ask the question as it is already to show injustice and inequality between the man and the woman, since at that time, only the man could divorce his wife. In effect, in the Jewish society of the first century, the husband had all rights over his wife, so that he could throw her out of the house anytime and for any reason, and even sent away the woman remained the property of the man who had been her husband. So the man could remarry, but not the woman. The law of Moses allowed such an injustice. The man had only the right, only to write a letter of repudiation. How to interpret the answer of Jesus? He said, because of the hardness of your hearts, Moses wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. And for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate. The church, we know it, the church uses this evangelical text to say that marriage is indissoluble. This is undoubtedly an idea suggested by Jesus. But there is more than that. If the Christ of the Gospel of Mark, only Mark, if the Christ of the Gospel of Mark stands against the law of Moses on repudiation, it is first and foremost to give back to the woman all her dignity. Jesus said, from the beginning of creation, he made them male and female. That wants to say the same equality, same dignity, in the complementarity of the human being who is to both men and women. And here we have to go back in time to the book of Genesis, in the second story of creation, which we have in first reading today, to understand that the double dimension of the human being. In Hebrew, Ish and Isha are the same word, the same reality. Ish, the man, Isha, the female. In the second account of creation, the author shows us the superiority of man over all creation, over all creation. He is the summit of creation. But man cannot be man if there is not the order that corresponds to him. The author of the book of Genesis says that God forms out of the ground all animals and all living beings and brings them to the man so that he can name them. That says the superiority of the man over all living beings, since he has the power to name them. But all these living beings do not make it possible to the man to be, to exist. It misses his complement to be truly a human being. So the author of Genesis describes the creation of the woman. Not like the animals that are worked with the clay of the soil, but from the flesh of the man taken in his side, from where the expression side by side or vis-a-vis, which means equality, complementarity, vis-a-vis, side by side. What is here striking is that it is not the man who decides. He sleeps. The author says that the man, he was sleeping. I like sleeping. I think that it is due to this passage. He sleeps. It is God himself who presides over making man a being of relationship. Making man a being of relationship by creating from him another himself, different from him, but who makes him exist as a human being. The man and the woman are thus equal, and together they are one. I know that for preaching this theme in front of you is like something that you know, but in certain societies, especially in the Muslim society, it is not the same. I am from a Muslim country, but the relationship between men and women are not the same, exactly the same. Then, brothers and sisters, the question here we are entitled to raise, and that Jesus poses to the Pharisees, is why did Moses allow a husband to dismiss his wife? It is for this reason that the Christ of St. Mark's Gospel is opposed to the law of repudiations, because he wants to give back to women, I said it, their dignity and equality in the work of the creation. There can be no superiority of man over women. Human being was created, man and women. And if you make women the inferior of men, we separate what God has united, since in this unity there is equality and complementarity. However, let us remark that among the Romans, at the time of Jesus, among the Romans, the right of repudiation was also given to women. This is why St. Mark, who writes the Romans, this evangel to the Romans, at the end of the first century, St. Mark adds, if a woman divorces her husband and marries another, she is guilty of adultery. We do not find this verse in Matthew's Gospel, only in Mark. Brothers and sisters, as in the time of Moses, and as in the time of Jesus, the question of repudiation is relevant. Because we live today more than yesterday in a period when the family seems so shaken and fragile, an era where there are a lot of consensual unions, cohabitations, single parents, families, and blended families that assume so many broken families. The causes are known and they vary. In some, it's caused by deceptions or the disappearance of moral and spiritual values or economic causes. For others, it is due to the banalities of the statements, the routine of the life, the routine of living without faith or purpose, nor common projects, but only self-interest. Brothers and sisters, while our societies and our nations need strong and faithful families, we Christians have to sign up to make our families places where we learn to live the solidarity, the gratuitousness, to learn the respect of the differences, to learn the non-violence, to learn love and sharing. Let us retain, especially that the family needs God. Fidelity, who is it? We say in the psalm, you are the faithful God forever. Unity, who is it? God Trinity, God Family, love in three persons. The creation, the Creator, who is it? We answer, I believe in God, Creator of heaven and earth. And what is love? The love, the Father's love for his Son, and the Son's love for his Father. Communication. So only God, brothers and sisters, only God, I think, is able in the sacrament of the marriage to provide to the couple the ability to love their spouse, to love their children. So may we make our families live on the model of the love of Lord God, able to give his life for those he loves. Finally, let us entrust our families to the kindness and the benevolence of Mary, Our Lady of the Rosary, that we celebrate today. May she help all parents and children of our community to understand and to fulfill their family responsibilities in the light of the gospel. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.